Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
News this week that Northern Rock, the nationalised lender, will lend an additional £14 billion over the next 2 years could mean that people seeking 90% deals may find it easier. But is this really the case? I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching from FT Money, and I'm joined by our resident mortgage expert, Charlene Goff. Charlene, will this extra money address the problem of a lack of finance for new borrowers?
Well, I think it will go a long way to doing that. We have one of the biggest problems in the market has been a real lack of finance for borrowers. So while the cost of mortgages has come down, some banks have still been quite restricted on the amount they can lend, so that the best deals have been reserved for a few borrowers, really. So this amount of money going into Northern Rock should really help the situation and mean that they can offer a lot more mortgages this year and next year. So more borrowers should benefit from that. One group that will hopefully benefit is those with a small deposit. And these kind of borrowers, typically first-time buyers, have been quite shut out of the market as banks have been asking for deposits of 15 or 25%, even 40%. There have been very few mortgages available for those looking for 90% loan-to-value. So those with just a 10% deposit. But that is what a lot of this money that's been given to Northern Rock is going to be for. And Alistair Darling, the Chancellor, has made it very clear that Northern Rock will be offering more of those loans, so more loans with higher loans to value, and that should be a real boost for first-time buyers.
Okay, and what about people with a big deposit who have been wanting to remortgage?
Well, it should help those people as well, because I think Northern Rock will be launching some more deals sort of across the board. So it's not just those at the higher loan-to-value and the riskier end, also borrowers with a bigger deposit, so who can put in sort of 25% cash or even a bit more, should also see some new deals coming on with slightly more competitive rates.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.